without the ERA that men alimony from some women?
Because it's a matter of state law. In about half the states, alimony only goes from the husband to the wife, and about the other half, it can go either way. And you can run your state the way you want it. Now, I don't think we're going to improve things by letting HEW decide these things, which is what ERA will do. It transfers these authorities to the federal government.
It does not?
And, Section 2 says that the federal government will have the power to enforce it. And I think it's better to decide our alimony laws, our divorce laws, our marriage property laws at the state level, where in most states women have a better deal than men.
Well, I happen to believe that the Constitution of the United States of America is a very important document. And I happen to believe that the Bill of Rights is essential.
Well,
it evolves and it's essential for Americans. And that our liberties and equalities, I don't take them lightly in the year 1976. And I think that it is high time they be applied equally to women. And with all the hypocrisy, that is all the Equal Rights Amendment, and that is what it says, that the Bill of Rights to the Constitution and the Constitution of the United States shall be applied equally to women. That means that there will be a constitutional underpinning on the laws against sex discrimination that now exist, and there will be the constitutional underpinning to remove the remaining areas of inequity that plague women and that really are economically enormously damaging to women and in the unknown future.
Well, it was back in 1875 that the Supreme Court said the women have all the constitutional protections. In the case of Minor versus Happersett, we have all the constitutional protections that men have. And the ERA is not going to add any more constitutional protections, but it will cause all kinds of nonsense.
Before you raise any more points, we're going to have to break here. We'll